I got married in 77. The oldest lad was born in the next year, 78 July. Me and my wife got married in the May, and then we were married, and then we had John and Lisa, and we were in Masonette first, and then I got this lovely apartment, and that was beautiful. But I tried to buy it, but he wouldn't let me because it was above a shop. So there was a house up for sale. This girl, woman told me about it, so I bought that, and I always worked on the plant. I was always in the construction industry, but in 1985, it took me about 7 months to renovate the house. I literally gutted it, rewired, replumbed, redesigned it, and I just done everything. And it took me 7 months because I was in the TA weekends. I was working on the plant hire, plant hire operator. And it took me 7 months to renovate it and do it up. And we eventually moved into it. And I was only in there about 8-9 weeks, and she threw me out. So I ended up in a little bedsit, and I met this other girl. She was lovely. And me and her got together and going, my daughter Ellie Michelle, she was born in 87. But then the wife died in 1990. So me and her, we were divorced anyway, she threw me out and that. Whereas the other girl, I was living with her. And so Michelle was only 3. And I had to leave her and my daughter to go and look after me 3 kids. So me and her split up. So I met this other girl, this girl Spammy Pam, and me and her got together and moved to Ireland in 1992. The wife was 30 when she died, but then Pam, her mum and dad told me she'd never reach her middle ages. But she died when she was 27 in 1994. So during that short period of time, from say 85 to 94, you know what I mean? It was fucking hair raising, you know what I mean? It was traumatic at to say the least. But I think that's what made me who I am as a person. Because it was only then I was on my own a lot, so that's when I started writing poetry. So I just kept going. I'll never give up, because I've got 4 kids now. And you know what I mean? I'll just never give up. I'll always strive to to do better until I drop. So I love it. I love it. I've got 3 amazing grandkids, grandsons, and they're all, how's God. They got together again for the first time in 5 years, which is a long time, because Lenny's 10, Harry's 8 now, and Harry, Archie, he's only 5, so yeah, I love my life as it is, looking after my kids still, and life to me is life, is love, and that's about it. It all happened in such a short period. Apart from that, I think I had a good life, really. I enjoyed it. Always enjoyed myself. Always smiled. Always smile, never frown. Always look up, never look down. And I've always went with that. And I've always just feeling happy. Because I'm still here, still breathing. 67. So, you know, I had a fantastic parents and some brothers and sisters, and I think I was definitely wasn't spoiled. I was got told off when I was needed to, and needed a clip around the back of the ear as well. But I thought it brought me up to be the person I am, because I'm hoping I'm a good person, a loving person, and I think more of others than I do myself. how I think it's put me in a good stead. Well, it hasn't, because I've got teacher of loads and loads and loads of friends. So, yeah, more than most of the people. So I feel well happy with my life.